This is another edition of The More Abundant Life, a radio program which features inspiring messages by Pastor Wendley Phipps. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. Today's message is a very special one. Well, it seems that all of our messages are special, but this one I think is extra, extra special. The title of today's message contains a word that we sometimes have trouble with. That word is impossible. Today's message is entitled, When Dreams Seem Impossible. And I'm sure that after you've heard today's message, you'll not only have a lot to think about, but a lot that you can put into action in your life right now, today, this moment. So, I invite you to stay tuned as we present to you another edition of The More Abundant Life. Before the message begins, here is some music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy.
Placed a dream within your heart, and if you make a start, He wants for you to know. All of your needs He will supply, He's always standing by. He's there to see you through. So keep on climbing until you reach your goal. Just keep on striving with all your heart and soul. All things are possible with God. So don't give in. He'll move your mountains. He believes in your dreams. And when the road ahead seems long, with faith you can be strong. There to show the way. With every step you know what's right, you'll conquer in His mind. He'll bring that brighter day. You just keep on climbing. With
dreams seem impossible. One day, as Abraham was sitting at the entrance of his tent, he looked up and saw three men heading in his direction. He ran to welcome them, bowed low with his face to the ground. He said to them, "Please don't pass me by. Come in, stay a while. Refresh yourselves. Let me serve you. I'll get some water to cool your feet. You can rest in the shade of the trees. I'll bring you something to eat to renew your strength before you go on your way. If you accept my invitation, you will honor me and my house." The men accepted his invitation, and Abraham hurried back to his tent and said to his wife something I've often said to my wife: "We have guests." Use your best flour. Tell your maids to bake fresh bread. Pick out a fat young calf and prepare a feast. He took the bread and the meat, got some milk and butter, set it before his guests. When they had finished eating, the guests asked Abraham, "Where is your wife, Sarah?" Abraham said, "She's back in the tent." And then one of them, who was really the Lord in disguise, said, "Abraham, 9 months from now, when I come, your wife Sarah will give birth to a son." Sarah, who was in the tent, and as so often mothers who take care of their homes do, they listen to everything that's going on. Amen. Sarah overheard what the Lord said, and the Bible tells us that Sarah laughed at what the Lord said. You see, Abraham and Sarah were very old. Abraham was almost 100. Sarah was in her 90s. She had long stopped having her monthly cycle. Amen. And so she laughed. "Pregnant at my age? And besides, have you taken a good look at Abraham? He's no young thing, you know. Almost 100 years old." Sarah knew, as all women do, her age. At her age, she was no longer physically capable of even conceiving. Some things you give up in your mind when you reach a certain age. Amen. Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why is Sarah laughing? Why is she telling herself that she's too old to have a child?" And then our scripture this morning, Genesis 18:14. The Lord said, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Now, I like the way Sarah originally framed her reply. And Ella Johnson almost began to elucidate on it. Sarah said, "A child after I'm worn out like this? My master is old." And the stranger said, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Church, God specializes in the impossible. When the visitors stood up, were ready to leave, Sarah came out of the tent like she wasn't listening, to say goodbye, and said to the one who predicted she would have a baby, "I didn't laugh at what you said." The Lord said, "Yes, you did. She lied because she was afraid. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you today that God specializes in the impossible. My message this morning, when dreams seem impossible, I want you to know that the God you serve can paint a masterpiece on a little bud that hangs from the limb of a rose. And he can paint the same masterpiece on the azure sky. He can make the dewdrops in the morning tremble like diamonds on the lip of a lily flower. Is there anything too hard for such a God? He can direct the rivers in lines of silver through the brown earth. He can cover the valleys with carpets of green and then tack the carpet down with daisies and daffodils. He can scoop out the basin of the seven seas. He can pile up granite of mountains and push them up until they pierce the sky. You tell me, is there anything too hard for God? If he can send Niagara thundering on from century to century, if he can fuel the furnace of a million suns in the sky, I'm talking about my God this morning, if he can weave the delicate tapestry of a rainbow and draw a crimson curtain on an evening sky, tell me, is there anything too hard for my God? If he can dot the night sky with star-spangled jewels. What a God. Amen. Do you have a dream others think impossible? Did you hear me this morning? Do you have a dream that others think impossible? Do you have a habit you think you can't break? Say to yourself, the power that raised Jesus from the dead can work in me. There is nothing too hard for God. You know, when God is about to do something grand, one writer said he begins with the difficult. But when he's about to do something truly awesome, he begins with the impossible. Are you with me today? God's challenge to you and to me today, to us as a church, as Seabrook, is stop trying to do the possible. When are you going to try to do something others think is impossible? In ministry, most churches focus on what's possible. God says, get out of that mode of thinking. Do you realize who you serve? Is there anything too hard? Stop dreaming of things impossible. God wants this church to dream the impossible dream and then trust his power to bring it to pass. Dream a dream that is an impossible dream for yourself, even for somebody else. A dream that has been yet unfulfilled. There are people who are living right around us who think it is impossible for them to get off a crack. They think it is impossible for them to break out of poverty and break out of the trials and troubles that they are in. But we are here to let them know that there is nothing too hard for my God. Amen. You know that dream that God intends to do for you, if you'll just let him? One that you almost gave up on? When the impossible is brought to God, he exults. He delights. We have a God who delights in impossibilities. He is able. Someone said he is able. He is willing. So don't doubt. You know, in our world, there are 14 mountain peaks that are above 26,000 feet. And when you climb these world-class peaks, the air is so thin that you can't get enough oxygen, and many have died. Only one man has climbed all 14 mountain peaks. His name is Reinhold Messner, and he does it without any oxygen equipment. In fact, he climbs without any equipment that all alpine explorers use. He doesn't use a guide. He has conquered the last peak called Makalu at 27,756 feet. It took three attempts. He said it was not, he tried it three times. Have mercy, Jesus. In fact, he said the third time he would walk 25 steps and stop and breathe deeply 10 or 20 times, and then he'd take a few more steps. But he did it. Experts have wondered how he did it. Doctors have examined him only to find that he is not some kind of bionic man. He has the physique of an above average marathoner. They found that lots of others have the capacity to do what he does, so why don't they do it? One alpine climber said that what makes Reinhold Messner different is what he calls creative innovation. He went on to say that in most human endeavors, there is a wall, which most people call impossible. And when they come to that wall, they stop. They give up. They don't go any further. And then someone comes along like Reinhold with a wonderful imagination and determination, and they laugh at the wall. They move beyond it, and they become more than they have ever become in their lives. They dream the impossible. Brothers and sisters, all things are possible for those who believe. With God, there is not anything that is impossible. With God, all things are possible. George Bernard Shaw said, some men see things as they are, say, why I dream things that never were, and say, I can do it. Why not? They endeavored to see the impossible. Inventors, composers, the impossible dreams come true. Someone said to dream anything that you want to dream, that is the beauty of the human mind. To do anything you want to do, that is the strength of the human will. To trust yourself, to test your limits, to trust God, that requires courage. God is able to do far and above that what we can dare to ask or think. What is your impossible dream? Daniel looked at one in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, David had his Goliath. What's your impossibility? Someone once said, if it doesn't do any harm to dream, go ahead and dream, but you got to get up and hustle when the alarm goes off in the morning. Don't just lay in the bed sleeping and dreaming. Amen? You create your tomorrow. Somebody says that every dream's got to put on shoes. Some of us let our dreams, our impossible dreams, die. But I want you to know there are others who nourish their dreams, who protect their dreams, who nurse their dreams through bad days until they bring out sunshine and light to a willing mind, to a mind that is surrendered to God. Nothing is impossible. To the mind that hesitates, everything seems impossible. That's why you never tell young people that something can't be done. God may have been waiting just for centuries for that somebody who's ignorant enough to believe it can be done. That's why young people get stuff done, because they don't have sense enough to know it can't be done. Amen. Why you think God is, are you with me today? Why you think God has always used young people? Because they don't have sense enough to know it can't be done. One man, Charles Kettering, used to head up GM, told his engineers, when you come, leave your slide rule behind. Because you'll use your slide rule and tell me it can't be done. So when you come in here, leave your slide rule. We as a church, you know, the Lord says take the gospel to Jerusalem and then all of Samaria. We as a church, we have a Samaria vision, but we've got Jerusalem faith. We don't believe. Seabrook's got to believe that there is no corner of this globe that has a soul searching for Christ that we cannot reach. Lord, help us. You've got to believe that. And if you do not test the resources of God, you won't attempt things others seem impossible. Are you ready to do the impossible? Igor Sikorsky, 12 years old, parents told him, that men couldn't fly. Sikorsky built the first helicopter. And in his plant, God says, take your time. In America, he posted this sign. Listen to what it read. According to recognized aerotechnical tests, the bumblebee cannot fly because of the shape and weight of his body in relation to the total wing area. But nobody ever told the bumblebee. The bumblebee doesn't know this, so he just goes ahead and flies anyway. The greatest achievements of mankind have been accomplished by two types of people. Those who were smart enough to know it could be done, and those who were dumb enough to know it couldn't be done. So when opposition seems insurmountable, help me, Lord, when the task before you looms like an impassable mountain, remember there's nothing too hard for the Lord. When when evil combines itself and arrays itself like an invincible army before you, remember there is nothing too hard for the Lord. No coalition can stop his work. No coalition can hinder what God is about to do. Remember, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. When God is on your side, people can threaten all they want. He turns their threatenings into a glorious symphony of progress. You look at God's servant and say, it can't be done. Remember, there's nothing too hard for God. With God, all things are what? The Bible says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. All things are possible. Remember, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Peter out on the ocean, walking on water. I said, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Let us be prepared to give up. Listen, if you want to do something impossible for God, and I'm preaching this message because I want you to know we as a church are about to do some things people think are impossible. That's where this church is going. Your pastors, God forged a consensus among us. If you knew that the world was about to end, you would be running around trying to gather the least of these, the unprotected, amen, the downtrodden. You forget about yourself and try to reach others. After all, that's what he did. We are about to forge a ministry from this church that is to reach those children, youth, and families of those who are lost, who are forgotten, who are distressed, circumstances, who are you with me today? This, don't look at me with any blank stare this morning. Put some vision in your eyes today. See with us for a minute. Amen. I know it takes some vision to see beyond what we traditionally do. But we're going to have to break out of tradition. Help me, Lord. We've got to become like Christ. He was willing to throw all to the wind. He was willing to go out with wanton abandon. He was willing to give all, like the widow who flung all she had into the treasury, like the pearl merchant who sold all that he had for Christ. Christ was giving, and we ought to be giving. Help me, Jesus. One American journalist said, there are plenty of people to do the possible. You can hire them and pay them $5 an hour. They'll do the possible. But when you want somebody to do things that are impossible, you need people who are on their knees. You need people with a vision. As Christians, did you know God put us in this world to do impossible things? And I'm asking you today, do you have a dream? Do you have a dream? God put something in your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you've never shared it. Maybe you shared it with people and they thought that you were filled with a messianic complex, thinking that you're going to save a lot of people with it. You wanted to do it with your poems. Wanted to do it with your singing. Wanted to do it with your songs. Even thought you could do it with your praying. Do you have a dream? Please, God, ignite in the hearts of your children here today a dream of service. Has God given you a dream? What is it? What is it? He put you here to do impossible things, and you can. And I'm going to ask you today, when dreams seem impossible, what do? Give them to God, because there's nothing too hard for Him.
That concludes the message for today, a message entitled When Dreams Seem Impossible. We want to thank Pastor Phipps for that message. I do hope that it has been a blessing to you. If you would like to obtain a copy of today's message, you may do so by calling the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again is 301-577-6342. Today you will want to ask for program number 145. That's program number 145 in our series here on The More Abundant Life. Well, until next time, my name is Adrian Westney Jr. As always, I wish you God's richest blessings. I hope that you will join us again for another program here on The More Abundant Life. But until you can, please remember the words of John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that life might be the more abundant life.
We may not change the world, but we can give it a fighting chance. Don't know what tomorrow brings, but we can make Congo of it. I believe that we can really feel the world. In your